Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crudy is out on a site. He's setting up the gear. He's doing a live broadcast. He will be joining us in just a little bit. But we have a guest to start from the top. Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of the great state of Wisconsin. Ben Crudy's out covering Elizabeth Warren. And lots of big hitters coming in, Ben. Welcome to the show. What's going to happen here the next couple of weeks?
Thank you so much, Dom. This is going to be the center of American politics for these next 2 weeks. Starts with Elizabeth Warren today. We've got Pete Buttigieg coming on Friday. We've got Barack Obama here on Saturday. It's not going to stop. It is the center of the universe for a very specific reason. Our Senate race is basically tied, the worst senator in the Senate, against someone who will be instantly one of the best, Ron Johnson versus Mandela Barnes, and our governor's race is tied with a total flaming train wreck of a Republican nominee in Tim Michaels, who was handpicked by Donald Trump to throw the election in 2024, versus Governor Evers, who does the right thing every day for our state and for democracy. No matter what the politics of anyone is, everyone wants good public schools and roads and a middle-class tax cut. So each of these races will have a giant impact on the future of American democracy. Each of them is a toss-up, and that means that for people across the country, like President Obama, they know that this is the place to go. Folks, buckle your seatbelts and get ready to recruit everyone you know to go vote.
Now is the time. In the next 2 weeks, it's too late after that. Ben, it's certainly not just on the federal level, but certainly down ticket as well. There's going to be a danger here, the fight to keep the Republicans from getting a supermajority to overrule Governor Evers' vetoes, if nothing else. How important is that going to be with these hitters coming to town, Ben?
So I think people are not tuned in to the level of danger that Republicans pose. In lots of states, like Michigan, for example, they have a ballot initiative process, and the voters chose fair maps through a ballot referendum, and so they do not have a locked-in Republican dominance of their state legislature this year. In Wisconsin, our state Supreme Court chose the ultra-gerrymandered maps proposed by Republicans in our state legislature, and that means Republicans are incredibly close to getting two-thirds of the state Senate, two-thirds of the state assembly. If they do that, they can override Governor Evers' vetoes, and he uses his veto pen a lot, and they could rig our election system before our state Supreme Court race next year, before the presidential race in 2024. They could pass their bills that Evers vetoed to allow guns on school grounds. They could make the abortion ban even worse. I mean, Republicans are talking about making it possible for district attorneys to rove across the state and prosecute people wherever they want across the state of Wisconsin, throw doctors in jail for supporting people with abortion care. I mean, what they have in store for the state if they get those supermajorities is grim. And to stop them, we need to turn out everyone who cares about freedom, democracy, and working people in our state in these incredibly hard-fought battleground districts all over our state. So it's the state legislative supermajority fight. The House majority might be on the line with what happens in the 3rd Congressional District and the 1st. The Senate majority is on the line with Mandela Barnes versus Ron Johnson. And the integrity of American democracy and the future of freedom in Wisconsin is on the line in the governor's race. And I should mention Josh Call's race too, the attorney general's race. Yeah. At every level on the ballot, the stakes could not be higher and the races could not be closer. This is it.
This is it. We've seen some polling. CNN came out most recently, Ben. Candidates are within the margin of errors. Tim Michaels and Evers and I believe Mandel Barnes trailing by 1 point to Senator Johnson. Which is better? They're closing the gap within the margin of error. The most recent CNN poll a couple of weeks ago had a larger margin. But what I thought was interesting from that poll, Ben, was that those people they polled who were least likely, not likely, didn't know if they were going to vote, they favored Mandela Barnes by 20 points over Ron Johnson. You take that nugget with the fact that, of course, women's right to choose or autonomy over their own body being challenged right out and open by these Republicans wanting to go back to 1857 or whatever. This is the world they want to live in, Ben. I mean, this is so very important. How much of an impact will the young women in general, and those that may not have the propensity to vote to get those people out? How do we reach them? How do we get them out, Ben?
So this is an election that will shape the kind of basic freedoms that people will have for the rest of their lives. And there's a story in Ms. Magazine about that involves some polling and some research about how young women are deciding where to live and spend their adulthoods based on whether their right to choose what they do with their own bodies and when and whether to have kids is protected or not. So this is elemental, like profoundly important. And I can say in my own life, I've talked to multiple people who are literally thinking about whether they want to live in Wisconsin and you know, potentially raise kids here or not, based on what happens with this election result. I think that there are a ton of people that are extremely motivated, including people who've just come of age for voting, are going to same day register at the polls and are not being polled by anyone right now because they're not registered voters in Wisconsin. It is all of our job, anyone listening right now, to post about this on social media, to think about who they know and text and call them and make sure that they are going in to cast their early votes. If someone goes to wisdems.org, WISDEMS.org/EV, wisdems.org/EV, you can find your early vote location. We set up a special tool that shows you in any county exactly where you can early vote. These votes can change history, and they really will change the shape of all of our lives. We need young people to raise their families here. And yes, what that means is they need freedom. People don't want to be where they're not free. So let's get this done, people.
Let's get it done. Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin, joining us. Crudy's setting up, doing a live event. He'll tap in with us in just a little bit. Ben, I was encouraged to see some of the statistics coming out from early voting in Georgia versus the last midterm election, up 70%. And I saw recently, I believe you tweeted out, young people registering here in the state of Wisconsin, that has gone up at least 20%. Are these the kind of numbers you're looking for, Ben?
They absolutely are. And this is what we're seeing with early vote right now. People are casting early vote ballots and turning in absentee ballots in giant numbers, dwarfing what we saw in 2018. This is possible. We could do this, and we can make history in these next 13 days.
In the next 13 days. Conviction today, the Daryl Brooks Christmas parade murderer, convicted on many counts. And this has unfortunately been a political issue, crime being the main thing here. You know, a lot of people here in Waukesha, a lot of families hurt, a lot of people concerned. As the Republicans have tried to tie this to Mandela Barnes, there's still real hurt in the community and still a real effort that needs to be done to curb violence. How do you think the Democrats are doing in the messaging in this regard?
I think the really key thing here is that Governor Evers and Lieutenant Governor Barnes have worked tirelessly in their leadership roles to ensure that as we got federal funds into the state, that we move those to support the law enforcement agencies across our state and address the causes of crime, making sure that people actually have jobs, making sure that we support mental health initiatives. These things make a real difference in people's lives. And when it comes to the Waukesha, the killing, the horrible situation that happened there, Mandela Barnes's proposal is that judges should determine whether people who are in pretrial detention pose a threat in their community. And if they pose a threat, they should be able to buy their way out. They should be detained until trial. If they don't pose a threat, they shouldn't be held there just for the lack of a few dollars. So thinking about public safety instead of money is exactly the change that we need to have, and it's why I think they have a really powerful response.
I believe we have Cub reporter Crudy in the field. Crudy, are you with us?
I am here. I'm inside the room on the UW campus, the Humanities Building. Oh, the humanity, Dominic. Ben Wickler, I hear. Thank you. Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler for joining us. I am awaiting Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and gubernatorial candidate, the incumbent Democrat Tony Evers, here on campus. This room's filling up quick. Lots of media all packed in here. But, gentlemen, I'll keep you abreast as soon as we're ready to go live from the room when the speechifying starts.
All right, Crudy will check in with us. Ben, we just have a couple more minutes here. If people, now is the time, as you mentioned, and be it the volunteering, phone banking, hell, even if you don't have the time, give some money. Where do people go? How do they do it? People are going to be motivated now. Their friends are going to tell them, you got to do something. Ben, where do they go to find out what to do?
So if you go to wisdems.org, wisdems.org/volunteer, you can sign up to volunteer. Go to wisdems.org/donate and you can chip in a few bucks. I'd say do both. Why choose? We need every hour, we need every dollar, your time, your treasure, your talent. This is all systems go, and there's tons of ways to help. You can knock on doors, which is actually a kind of a thrill when it's get out the vote time. You can make phone calls, you can go to a county party office and make sure there's plenty of baked goods there and enter data. And the money that you give will be put to work in this final stretch to guarantee the future of Wisconsin democracy. Folks, honestly, you don't want to wake up November 9th wishing you'd done more. Do more now. And then wait, whatever happens, you will know you left it all on the field.
Last 90 seconds, Ben. It's tough to believe that with insurrectionist Ron, where we stand right now, that it's still neck and neck. Michael Moore has suggested a blue wave. Are you feeling confident, Ben? Do you think it's going to happen?
Look, anything can happen, but this is Wisconsin. I mean, four of the last six presidential races here came down to less than 1 percentage point. 2018, the blue wave year, Wisconsin landslide, 1.1 percentage point. This thing is probably going to come down to inches. That means a couple votes per ward across the state. And that means that if you're a voter in Wisconsin or you can recruit a voter in Wisconsin, you have a superpower. Folks, use it or lose it.
Ben Wickler, he has a superpower. He is the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. We appreciate you joining us, Ben. Thanks for everything you're doing for democracy in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin, get out and vote. Ben, thanks. We'll talk real soon.
Thanks so much.
All right, folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We'll come right back. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Go get him!
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789. I want to thank Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin, for joining us at the top. This is it, folks. Less than 2 weeks. If you're going to do something, if you got motivation, if you got a bitch, if you got a gripe, if you got a groan, if you got a grievance, now is the time.
The student vote makes up 5% of the electorate in Wisconsin, and we win
Crudy
and lose
the field. Crudy, can you hear us? What's going on, man?
We can be the
difference. Well, they're just getting ready for the speechifying. I hope this isn't too loud for the audience at home. I'm working the gain.
But good so far.
Maybe down a tiny bit.
Left to right here, we've got Governor Tony Evers, Tammy Baldwin, Josh Call, Sarah Rodriguez, Mark Pocan, and one more state rep from Madison. She's a friend of ours. I got to think. Bear with me. How's the sound, gentlemen?
Sounds good.
Well, I'll get out of the way and let the speechifying begin.
I'm so incredibly honored to be among some of the most important voters in our state. I'm going to keep this brief. Your voice is your resistance. And you're living in a world right now where your agency is probably constantly challenged by those in power who honestly probably just can't handle it. I understand how this may have...
Yep, we're losing you, Crudy. You still got us?
I do.
Okay, let's try that again.
Folks, it sounds like we're having some technical difficulties.
So let's protect the freedoms that we have.
Okay, now we got it back.
Those we don't, and know that we are always in your corner. And now it's my honor to introduce our progressive champion, Congressman Mark Pocan.
Thank you, UW-Madison.
We got this thing cooking hot on campus with Mark Pocan.
An amazing visiting U.S. Senator today, the unwavering Elizabeth Warren. Look, Election Day is less than 2 weeks away, and we need to make sure.
No, we're dropping out again, Crudy. Okay, there we go.
We are the party of expanding student financial aid, alleviating student debt, doubling Pell Grants, and making college more affordable. We're the party of respecting women and men to make their own decisions about their bodies and their health care. Climate change is real, and that the minimum wage should be larger, and that marijuana should be legal and free. Yeah. All right, that was just to get your attention, the free part, okay? Legal. But here's the bottom line. We have to make sure that we all get out and vote, because if we don't, the extreme MAGA Republicans absolutely will. So if you can, follow everyone who's going to go after this and vote early. And if not, vote any day between now and November 8th. But we are going to make sure that Democrats win and we have your backs, right? All right. And now it's my great honor to introduce a state representative who flipped a red seat to blue in Waukesha, someone who's a nurse and brings that experience, and who's going to be our next Lieutenant Governor, Sarah Rodriguez.
All right, UW-Madison, I am so excited to be here. So I am a mom, I am a nurse, I am a state representative, and with your vote and support, I will be your next Lieutenant Governor. I represent District 13 within the Assembly. That is the western suburbs of Milwaukee. I flipped that district from red to blue. If we can do it in Waukesha County, we can do it all across the state. I'm on the Health Committee within the Assembly. I get to see their agenda up close. And when we had all of these anti-abortion bills, and I was sitting there listening to these men, and they were all men who testified, I asked simple, clinical, medical questions. And what did the chair of the health committee do? He gaveled me so I should stop asking questions. Boo. Not only that, he called me a nasty woman. So for all of you other nasty women out there, I will not shut up, I will not be quiet, and Governor Evers and I are gonna fight like hell to make sure every person has access to reproductive health care services here in Wisconsin. So it is my honor and my privilege to introduce somebody who is also fighting like hell for you, your Attorney General, Josh Call.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Madison. It is great to be here. I am so proud to be your Attorney General. At the Wisconsin Department of Justice, we fight every day for public safety. We fight for justice. We fight to protect our environment. We fight to protect consumers. We fight to protect equal justice under the law. But there are two things I hope you all take back with you from today. Number one, after Roe v. Wade was overturned, we started to hear the kinds of stories that people knew we would hear. We've heard about this 10-year-old rape victim in Ohio who had to travel to Indiana to get the health care that she needed. A woman in Wisconsin had a partial miscarriage and was left to bleed for 10 days before a doctor could provide the health care that she needed. And one OBGYN told me that when people come in with planned pregnancies, what used to be the most joyous appointments she would have, and I remember those with my kids at the 20-week ultrasound, you count their fingers and their toes. She said, now some parents come in and they're terrified. They're terrified about what's going to happen if there's a complication they weren't expecting. And if you think about parents with a couple kids at home, the idea that those kids might be left without a parent because far-right politicians have taken our rights away, it's wrong. And so 4 days after Roe was overturned, Governor Evers and I announced that we are going to court to block enforcement of Wisconsin's draconian 19th century ban. And as long as we are in office, we are going to keep fighting to restore access to reproductive freedom. The Republicans would take us a far different direction. My opponent would end that lawsuit. He would put nurses and doctors behind bars under that ban. And he has even said he wants to empower DAs in neighboring counties to bring abortion prosecutions. So the Dodge County DA could come up here and prosecute people, or the Dane County DA could go to Dodge County and prosecute people. It's wrong. We are going to stand up against it. The second thing I want you to remember is this. In Wisconsin, your vote matters. It matters everywhere, but it really matters here. I won in 2018 by 0.65 percentage points. Four of our last six presidential elections were less than one percentage point. Governor Evers won by 1.1% in 2018, so for 4 years, I've had to listen to him brag about his landslide margin. Before I was Attorney General, I fought on voting rights cases, and one of the things we fought to do was expand access to early voting. I want to encourage everybody here to get out, vote early, and then encourage your friends, your family, your neighbors to get registered, get out to vote, and in 2022, let's keep Wisconsin moving forward. And with that, I have the privilege of introducing your outstanding United States Senator, Tammy Baldwin.
Wow, thank you so much. Wow. Thank you so much. So, I have two quick messages for everyone. The first one is that every state gets two U.S. senators. Wisconsin needs to have two U.S. senators fighting for Wisconsinites. And you deserve to have two U.S. senators fighting for you. I need a partner in the United States Senate, and I could go through example after example of how the current senior senator from the state of Wisconsin is AWOL on everything we care deeply about. The partner I need in the United States Senate is Mandela Barnes. Mandela Barnes is someone who is about uniting us rather than dividing us. He's somebody who is about making sure that everybody has the opportunity to achieve the American dream. He is somebody who has spent his entire life giving service to the public rather than service to himself. That's message number one. Message number two is to know your power. We're talking about how close elections are in the state of Wisconsin. Josh Call just reminded you that it's oftentimes that races are won or lost by less than a percentage point. We have a little over 1,800 precincts, wards across the state of Wisconsin. That's a couple votes per precinct. These races are close. Mandela Barnes is in a statistical tie right now. But I was a math major in college, so excuse me. Johnson leads among those voters who self-identify as, I'm definitely voting. Mandela Barnes leads significantly by all registered voters. It's our job, your job, know your power, to get everyone out. And you don't have to feel, each of you, like I have to bring 1,000 people out. Your roommate, your former roommate, your classmate, a cousin who lives up north who sometimes votes. I don't care who it is. That will make all the difference. So know your power in these final days. We have got to reelect Tony Evers and Sarah Rodriguez as our lieutenant governor. We have got to reelect Josh Call. We have got to reelect Mark Pocan and Francesca Hong. And you've got to send me a partner who's fighting for you in the United States Senate in Mandela Barnes. All right, so. I am so proud to bring up to the podium our current and our next governor of the great state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. We've got Elizabeth Warren coming here in a second. I'm looking at the clock. We're going to be voting in about 25 minutes, so I'm going to make this very, very quick. And thanks so much for inviting us all today. You know, I'll just talk about three or four things that I differ with my opponent, Tim Michaels. Tim Michaels is a believer of the big lie. He's already said that if somebody sends him a bill that decertifies the last election, he'd consider signing it. He's also somebody that, frankly, wants to criminalize abortion and no exceptions for rape or incest and throw doctors into jail. I believe women do have that right, and they shouldn't have to check with Tim Michaels first. Tim Michaels does not believe in any sort of gun safety issues, whether it's red flag laws or universal background checks. He wants to actually sign a bill to allow people to carry a loaded gun on our public school playgrounds. It's not good, folks, and he does not believe in climate change. And of course, as a zoology major, chemistry minor, from the great UW-Madison, I do. And instead of saying we want to fund our education system better than we do before, he wants to defund it. Defund public education, University of Wisconsin system, the technical college. So it's clear. But we do count, we have to have you vote. This is such an important race. I know I won by a landslide last time with 1.1%. And I didn't know that we were doing free weed either. That's breathtaking. But we've got to get, I'm so glad to be here tonight. But also, Elizabeth Warren is here tonight. She is on the right side of every issue. She's a fighter, and we are so glad to have her in Wisconsin tonight and right here in Madison with all of you. Elizabeth Warren, let's make it happen.
Elizabeth Warren here in the UW-Madison campus, a political who's who, great state of Wisconsin, all the Dems, and now Warren takes the stage dressed in bright red, badger red, if you will.
Hello, badgers! And hello, Wisconsin Democrats. Now, I love coming to Wisconsin. I got a whole bunch of reasons. I've been doing it for a long time. But one of the best reasons is to be here with my Senate partner, Tammy Baldwin, and Sweden. with Mark Pocan. We get together in Washington and cause just as much trouble as we can. So listen, you know what's going on today. This is now election day. And we're going to have another one and another one and another one. And in fact, the plan is, if I can talk fast, is we're going to meet outside and head over to the union. Yes, so that we can vote. But look, I want you to think about this. As you mark your ballot for the Senate, for governor, for attorney general, all the way up and down this ballot, you may determine an outcome for our nation for years to come. You all know the names on the ballot, Tony, Mandela, Josh, good people who work for Wisconsin, good people whom I support, but I'm here to talk about the issues. I'm here to talk about how this ballot touches your lives. In this election, the economy is on the ballot. Republicans want this economy to work better for millionaires and billionaires. But Mandela and Tony and Josh and all the Democrats are committed to making this economy work for everyone. In this election, Roe versus Wade is on the ballot. Now, Republicans have worked for 40 years to try to ban abortions and to criminalize doctors and patients over their medical decisions. But Democrats believe the person who is pregnant, not the government, should make medical decisions. In this election, the survival of our planet is on the ballot. And while wildfires rage and droughts spread and the oceans rise, Republicans continue to embrace climate deniers and take big oil money. Democrats are the ones who have reduced carbon emissions by 40% by 2030. We are in this. In this election, democracy is on the ballot. Republicans have embraced the big lie and the election deniers. Democrats believe that every American citizen is entitled to vote and to get that vote counted. And in this election, Mandela Barnes is on the ballot. Tony Evers is on the ballot. Josh Paul is on the ballot. These are people who fight for what is right. These are people who fight for Wisconsin. And their Republican opponents, they don't hesitate to get in line behind Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump. I want you to think of it this way. For the past 4 years, Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes and Josh Call have been the last line of defense against Republican attacks on our democracy. The last line of defense against attacks on reproductive freedom. The last line of defense against Republicans who don't care about democracy. All they care about is power. And don't just take my word for it. You have a Trump Republican in office from Wisconsin. Ron Johnson's record tells you exactly what Republicans want to do. So while working families struggle from paycheck to paycheck, Johnson fights for tax loopholes for millionaires and billionaires. In fact, his family trust hasn't paid any taxes since 2016, and that's why we're here to support Mandela Barnes. And while seniors and people with disabilities try to get by on a fixed income. Ron Johnson says he wants to put Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block. And that's why we're here to vote for Mandela Barnes. And when people with diabetes pay hundreds of dollars every month, and some actually have to ration their insulin, Ron Johnson voted against capping insulin costs at $35 a month, and that's why we're here to vote for Mandela Barnes. Okay, I just can't quit. I got to do one or two more here. Because this is serious. While women who have been raped, women who are suffering from ectopic pregnancies, women everywhere who believe that they are capable of making their own health decisions, Ron Johnson has co-sponsored a federal abortion ban 7 times. And in a stunning move that tells you just how extreme he is, Ron Johnson says that anyone who disagrees with him on banning abortions can just leave Wisconsin. Well, that is why we are here to vote for Mandela Barnes. You bet. Ron Johnson is for Ron Johnson and for the extremist Republicans, and he wants a partner in the governor's office. Tim Michaels says that rape victims should be forced to give birth, and then their parents should be grateful for those pregnancies. That's why we're here today to vote for Tony Evers. Tim Michaels supports increasing state property taxes on hardworking families by more than $500 million. And that's why we're here today to vote for Tony Evers. And Tim Michaels has crawled into bed with the election deniers and the conspiracy theorists and offered to use his office to undermine our democracy. And that is why we are here to vote for Tony Evers. Ron Johnson, Tim Michaels, and they want a third extremist partner, Eric Toney. Eric Toney wants to use the office of the Attorney General, he wants to use your tax dollars to investigate wild conspiracy theories and prosecute rape victims who desperately want to end a pregnancy. And that is why we are here for Josh Cole. Republican billionaires across this country have dumped tens of millions of dollars into these fights. Dark money has been used to pummel our Democrats. Right-wing lies are flying thick and fast. This is a fight. This is a big fight. This is a monumental fight for the future of Wisconsin and the future of our nation. Mandela, Tony, and Josh are our last line of defense. Wisconsin, America turns to you. And when there is this much at stake, we can whimper, we can whine, or we can fight back. Me, I'm in this to fight back. Fight back. I'm fighting back. So is Mandela. So is Tony! So is Josh! You bet! This fight is real! Stay on your feet because I want to ask you some questions. Do you want to protect access to abortion?
Yeah!
Then help the Democrats get elected. Do you want to protect access to $35 insulin and protect Medicare and Social Security? Then help Democrats get elected. Do you want to fight off a $500 million increase in local property taxes? Then help Democrats get elected. Do you want to push back against the climate deniers and big oil that want to destroy our earth? Then help Democrats get elected. And just one more. Do you want to save our democracy? Oh, Wisconsin, you're making me feel good about this. You're making me feel good. Are you going to vote? You going to volunteer? You going to make this happen? Because here's what I believe. We stand together. We fight together. We persist together. We're going to win.
That might have been the end.
Elizabeth Warren at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Dominic, my understanding, they're trying to take all these kids out to vote. Tammy Baldwin leaving the stage. Tony Evers leaving the stage. Elizabeth Warren waving to the crowd, leaving the stage. Josh Call, Sarah Rodriguez, Mark Pocan, and Francisca Hong. I apologize. I was otherwise distracted trying to get a clean sound source here. Dominic, Elizabeth Warren on campus trying to turn out the kids for the Democratic Party of the great state of Wisconsin. And we brought it to you live right here on the Devil's Advocates and Civic Media. Probably time to take a break, fellas. We'll do so now. We'll come back. Dom, I'll join you from the world headquarters, from the Devil Radio Studios in just a bit. I'll be leaving the campus and coming back to greatness in the Happier Happy Hour.
Right on, Crudy. Well done, sir. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. One of the more aggressive tweeters I know, a good friend of ours, Scott Ross, has joined the program. Scott, how you been, man?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today? I've been doing well. I hope the same is true of the both of you.
Scott, yeah, we've been good to see you, Scott.
Missing your unique trash talking here on the radio, and we thought it was time to have you back. Scott, I've been trash talking a couple of the local journalists. I occasionally do that. Daniel Bice, though, of late, some of the reporting he's done, specifically, the Mandela Barnes did what? Interviews for Russia Today. I didn't see the newsworthiness of bringing that to the attention of the what? The people that might notice that Ron Johnson's got some of his own Russian connections. But above and beyond that, even this newest on Tim Michaels and the Naughty Dogs, I mean, other than the fact that Tim Michaels comes off as very entitled, I'm not quite sure what the newsworthiness of the story is.
Well, I mean, it's tough for me because, like, I'm just saying, I've pitched some dogs before, like, literally.
Oh, we all have, Scott. We all have. I've pitched stories to Dan Bice.
That's a tough one for me because, again, like, I know that I have tried really dumb things to get into the press, and some have worked and some haven't. So it's tough. I can't, you know, cause I do, I mean, I respect like Dan's work, like there's a lot of Dan's work that I respect. I overall, you know, will have issues with you know, our friends in the corporate media from time to time and things they focused on. I made no bones about it that I thought that they've run more stories about Mandela's property taxes than they ran about Scott Walker abusing the state plane for $1 million, including using it to fly north to film campaign commercials.
What about the haircut, Scott? What about the haircut?
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah. And again, to have an empty state plane flown across the state for him to get picked up for a haircut. So I get it. I mean, I absolutely understand why people would be like, yeah, come on. But I also I'm a little bit more. I am just, again, by virtue of the stuff that I did for a long time and some of the crap that I tried to pitch people, I'm kind of sympathetic. I'm going to say this. I'm not going to go too hard in on that. I'm not saying I'm sympathetic. I'm not going to go too hard in it, but I understand why somebody might say that for sure. Absolutely.
Scott, being the fine media sorts that we are, I've been given the advice, not so distantly in the past, get arrested more. Now that's how Dom and I have made recent headlines. Our attorney said recently, if he were to recommend a way to get arrested, it would include nudity, some sort of naked action. Scott, in all your efforts to, you know, get a little earned media, did you ever get naked, sir?
No, good Lord, no. In fact, like, I, you know, wear two pairs of pants just to be completely sure that I'm never going to appear naked in the media. My attorney, on the other hand, the attorney I had at OWN, always insisted, don't ever get arrested. Like, he, like, specifically told me not to get arrested. And I was happy to take that advice. But I will say, you know, I mean, I get it. You get tasked sometimes with some of the stupid stuff you see out there and you just want to start screaming and you want to sometimes grab somebody and say, like, what are you thinking with this ridiculousness that we see out there? So I get it. We have similar styles, but we come at it different ways sometimes.
Scott Ross, our good friend. Good to see you again, man. Well, let's talk about the candidates. Enough of the journalists. Tim Michaels, this abortion stance and this reaction. He spoke here in the city of Milwaukee yesterday, and apparently he's not going to be an authoritarianist. He's not going to stop doctors at the border. Hell, he's not going to put doctors in jail. Of course, he doesn't have that power as governor. But what's your sense on how dramatically, seemingly harder to the left Republicans have gone in the last several cycles to what we're dealing with now?
Well, I mean, a couple things, and I think that's a good observation. You know, they've gone off the deep end. Like, the solar system in which the current Republican Party exists is not even close to anywhere where the Republican Party was. And I wasn't a big fan of the Republican Party to begin with. You know, like, I mean, like, it's not like they've, it just shows you how far the debate has gone right. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, as we were talking about, with the corporate media. I mean, the corporate media is owned by Republicans. You know, Republicans own that media that we get our television, that we see and that we read in our hands. You know, there are places where, you know, right wingers don't own the media. Your show, your operation being one shining and important and critically important example that should be supported with everybody's financial support. So support with your financial support. But, you know, the debate has gone so far into this insane pool of not even being remotely cloaked in fact. And what concerns me is that the right not only has the media, but they also have the financial resources. You know, Bradley Foundation puts out $60 million a year to right-wing organizations to just nonstop do communications. And I don't even see the Democrats a lot of times, you know, stuff that we used to do at OWN, for instance, I don't see anybody pushing back a lot of times. And it makes me sick because, you know, old people who vote, and I'm saying our demographic, we still get our news from radio, from TV, and from newspapers. And why are the Democrats not pushing harder to be in these stories? Like, you know, why are you sitting in a room trying to raise money to pay for communications on television, on radio, and newspapers if, like, 300 of the other days of the year you're not trying to get into stories, you know, that people are going to see as well and influencing that. I don't get it. I think some of it's like we are outmanned, but I also think a lot of it comes down to the Democrats sometimes aren't aren't willing to fight as hard as the Republicans are. It's not the holy war for them, you know, and that's disappointing because it is a holy war and people, our constituents are really, really being hurt by what the Republicans are doing. And I think that it's important that everybody fight as hard as possible. Now, I say this like sitting on the sidelines. You know, I'm like an armchair quarterback now, but like I also know, you know, I had some skin in the game for a couple decades. And I just think we have to fight hard. I think that our side needs to fight harder and more relentlessly.
What is Scott Ross, our fine guest, what is Tammy Baldwin's special sauce been? How has she been so effective in garnering statewide support in this state? I mean, against Tommy Thompson, a very popular Republican, she beat him. Against Leah Vukmer, Dom's girl, much less popular, but still crushed her on the very same ballot where Tony Evers was eking by with the benefit of some legalized marijuana referendums. What's Tammy do differently than the other politicians, Scott?
Sure, sure. And I'll say this, like, I'm gonna say that it was the plain stuff that put Evers over the top. Or brought
well, one Wisconsin. It was the Fox condoms, Scott. It was the Fox condoms.
I'm just going to say this to your listeners out there. There is a picture on Facebook which exists of the three of us at the Democratic convention that year, each of us holding up one of the Fox condoms, which had Scott Walker's picture on it, said, "You're being screwed, use protection." But we bought 500 of those and passed them out. There's a picture of the three of us, and the caption I put on the picture was, "Here's your greeting line to hell." I think with Senator Baldwin is that she has made people believe through her actions that she's on their side. You know, that when it comes to like somebody like Leah Vukmir or Tommy Thompson, even, who was a champion forever, she came across as more on your side than they did, you know? And like she, you know, she has been masterful at breaking barriers in terms of, electorally that like have not been broken in the state of Wisconsin. First as the first woman to be elected to Congress as a member from Wisconsin, then as the first woman elected senator, both, you know, and both that she's the first LGBT, you know, candidate in both of those, you know, for both Congress and for Senate. So like, you know, House of Representatives. So, I mean, she has figured out how to make those communications. And I also think she focuses on economics. And that's the thing that I always urge Democrats, like, you have to make everything economics because I use my wallet every day. And people go into the ballot box and they don't vote for altruism. They vote selfishly and they want to know how you're going to make their economics better, I think.
Scott Ross, what about debates? We've seen all the debates, apparently. We've seen the two senatorial debates between Mandela and Ron Johnson, and that second one was a doozy. We've also seen sort of a lackluster debate, in my opinion, between Tim Michaels and Tony Evers. Start with the gubernatorial side. Scott, I'm not going to give Evers any points for style, but what Michaels was saying was just very extreme in many of his advocacies. He seems like a stuffed suit to me. What's your opinion? And do debates matter one iota to the electorate?
Yeah, you lazy bastard.
I think so. I mean, I think they matter. I mean, I went after Doug LaFollette hard back in 2006 because Duck and Doug wouldn't debate me. I see it out with Brad Paff in the third CD, Derek Van Orten, right, the terrorist insurrectionist, big tough guy, the big baby seal. He won't debate Brad. And I think when it came to the gubernatorial debate, it was so predictable what Michaels was going to say. If you listen to him, he didn't say anything new. There was not a single thing that he hasn't said, except for the part about the there was one question on whether or not he'd certify the election, the 2024 elections, if he was the governor. That was it. Other than that, he has said the exact same thing. He is a total shirt. The guy didn't want to be governor. He just bought a $17 million mansion in Connecticut in 2022. This was just how he got involved in this race is just ludicrous. And I think it comes across.
Scott Ross, our fine guest, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. I can't believe we're both momentarily speechless.
No, but I guess, sorry, Curry, I thought you were going to go, but I'll pick it up. As I you know, mentioned the lazy comments, though. I mean, Scott Ross. I mean, I cannot imagine, you know, years ago in elections past that a candidate would get up and call the Wisconsin citizens lazy.
That was
telling
them to
get back to work and an offer a problem that is not a problem because these checks are not going out. They've been cashed. They've served their purpose. But, you know, rich millionaire calling the citizens of Wisconsin lazy, you know, do you think there's going to be any blowback on that?
Well, I haven't seen, the thing is, I haven't seen it on TV. You know, like we're defined by paid, you know, paid, whether it's TV, radio. I haven't seen it in paid media. And I asked a friend of mine who I worked with for years and years and years, one of the smartest motor scooters who I know in the business. And he said, quote unquote to me, Tommy Thompson won 4 times by calling people in Wisconsin lazy, you know, which I don't think he was explicit in that, but I get the point. Right. I mean, he was always doing the, you know, the racist welfare, bull. And, So I think it should matter, but it hasn't appeared. I mean, it exists on the internet, right? We all see it. We've all been yelling about it, but I haven't seen it in paid.
What about saying the FBI set you up? Is that a great position to take during a public debate?
Yeah.
And Scott Ross, we sure do hope you got a little more time for us on the other side of the short break coming up, but...
Absolutely. Let's, absolutely. Awesome. I mean, Ron Johnson's insane.
Insane like a Fox News viewer. Do you believe that he believes what he says?
I don't. I think that in this instance, I think that he is just, I mean, I think Ron Johnson concocts some things in his head that he actually thinks are true. But I think he also tests stuff out to see if it'll stick. And he seems to so far... I mean, he's playing to the Fox News viewer. Like that's what he has done. He is thinking that this is his election is about the base and disqualifying Mandela Barnes with independent voters. And they have done a decent job with their racist ads of bringing his numbers down.
I can't believe that nearly the entirety of the engagement level. And I would certainly agree that Mandela has been diminished amongst independents, but I can't believe what is motivating Republicans or conservatives or MAGAs or call them what you will is the false premise that the last election was stolen, that this election is probably going to be stolen as well. So let's all go vote. I mean, it just seems oxymoronic to me, but you know, what do I know? I just do radio for a living. Our good friend, he's an aggressive tweeter. He's a good friend of ours. He's Scott Ross, formerly of One Wisconsin. Now, I don't have a more formal title other than good buddy. Come back.
Yes, set me up.
Yes, you're very smart. Shut up.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're never going to take it. We can take your calls at 844-967-2789. Want to thank Crudy out in the field. Elizabeth Warren stumping in the state of Wisconsin, the senator from Massachusetts, understanding what a close, critical race all the races are here in the state of Wisconsin. The crowd is fired up. Get the kids out. Really appreciated the efforts there, Crudy. He's going to join us back in the studio here in probably 20 minutes to a half hour or so. We'll take your calls and discuss some of the politics of the day at 844-967-2789. Some of the notes I took down from Elizabeth Warren. Really loved the ending. I got to ask you questions. You know, do you care about access to abortion? Then help Dems get elected. And as she went down the list, I thought it was great. You know, do you care say about insulin at $35 being capped at $35? Do you care about saving Social Security and Medicare? Then help Dems get elected. Do you care about climate change? Do you care about taking on big oil? Then help Democrats get elected. And she concluded with, you know, the bomb. Do you care about saving our democracy? Then help Democrats get elected. I love Elizabeth Warren. It's been too long without her. We've seen her on the stump many times over the years, and she's always engaged and fired up.
She got me amped up.
No, man.
I could actually hear it. And I wish we had a little bit of that Tony Evers on debate night. Maybe it's just being comfortable among friends, you know?
But, right.
He was funny. The pacing was good.
It was a shorter deal as well. It wasn't as obviously formal and all those. So, I mean, certainly a much more comfortable Governor Evers on that stage. Not speaking too long, trying to stay within the window. But, of course, Mark Pocan, all the other Democrats, a great job there. And really, I hope that this will impact. The young kids come out, the people that care about women's right to choose, and, you know, the people that have not yet registered to vote that will register to vote. I think a big undercurrent there, a big unaccounted for electorate there, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I hope they all show up.
Tammy Baldwin said it, you know, that among the people, and I could almost see her face when she said this, the, we're definitely going to vote, you know, who she was talking about.
Yes.
And then that Barnes is like way ahead among potential voters. You know, if you're just talking to people on the street, they're more likely to agree with Mandela's platform.
Well, again, according to the market poll, by 20 points, Evan. I mean, that's not even close. Yeah. That's outside the margin of error, folks. So, you know, certainly those new voters, as they were underreported on, underpolled in 2016 when they came out in gobs for Donald Trump, who was telling them all the things they wanted to hear, and he motivated them kind of, you know, in some regards, Trump took some of that populist message from, I think, Senator Sanders, I think a lot of those same kind of themes about jobs and economy. Of course, Trump did nothing with that. He lied to you. He grifted. And we know the story, and history is still, we're still flushing this one out. Let's put it that way. So I'm hopeful that that is still the case here in 2022. It's really hard to swallow or to understand and think, man. I mean, a guy like Ron Johnson, you can't you know, do a 5-second rule on insurrection as Lieutenant Governor Barnes has so eloquently pointed out.
Yeah.
There is none of that. And I know, Crudy, we have some sound. Crudy was all over the place today. He went to Beloit, Senator Ron Johnson. We have some sound. We're going to come back in the next hour. Perhaps we'll get to that as well. Also, some of the other headlines, obviously the big one here, Daryl Brooks, found guilty. 6 charges of first-degree intentional homicide, killing 6 people, wounding dozens more. Justice apparently served here, and it's a hard pill to swallow. Anyone who lost a family member or a friend or someone who was injured, and I mean, just the amount of people, 6 people died, but my understanding, it was more like 60 or 80 people that were injured, during this terrible tragedy. Daryl Brooks found guilty on all 76 counts in the Waukesha Christmas Parade murders. The victims aged from 8 years old to 81 years old. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Thank you for listening to the greatest radio show ever. We're going to take a quick break here. Come back for the Happier Happy Hour with Crudy and me and Evan and all you on the phones at 844-967-2789. We're not going to take it. Come on!
You were supposed to fight for people who couldn't fight for themselves.
I will fight you. That's no lie.
American women deserve better, and American women are here to fight.